For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Welcome to Soaring Like Eagles with Minister Larry Bertrand and Prophetess Mary Bertrand. Please sit back, enjoy the show, grab your Bible, and get ready for a word of inspiration and praise.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Soaring Like Eagles. It is myself, Pastor Larry Bertrand, as well as none other than the beautiful Miss Mary Bertrand.
Good afternoon. Well, good evening, everyone. I hope everyone has had an awesome Monday.
Amen, amen, amen. And tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to do a special episode on today. Our hearts are heavy right now, and we're standing in solidarity with the family of a young lady who was killed by domestic violence. So we want to take this episode on today to really dive into love, what true love is. If First Lady don't mind just sharing a little information about the young lady who lost her life, was actually a great friend. First Lady was actually a great friend of the young lady. They grew up together. So it was very an emotional time dealing with this. And their hearts are still heavy. And we just want to pray for the family. And we want to lift up the family and encourage the family on today. But if my First Lady can just share a little bit about the young lady and her name.
Amen. I just want to say that even though this is a very sad occasion, myself and Pastor Bertrand have been praying since yesterday once I actually got the information from my best friend that her cousin had passed on yesterday morning by the hands of her husband, and unfortunately left her two children to be parentless. And it's just very heartbreaking because we've grown up together. She was like my big cousin, because anything we didn't want to ask our older siblings, we asked her to do for us. She was only 2-3 years older than us, so we literally grew up together, and she was literally my big cousin also. Her name is Giovanna. We called her Gigi because she was just hot like that. So she was very beautiful, very smart. She was so nice and friendly to everyone. She was the type of friend that if you call, she's going to tell you the truth. She's not going to beat around the bush with you. She was just everything, and she really wanted her children, and she just recently had them. They're very, very, very young, and it's just sad. It's a sad situation.
Amen. Amen. What's the name of the young lady?
Sorry, I'm trying. Giovanna.
So we want to lift up the family for Giovanna right now. As a matter of fact, right now I just want to take a break, and I want for us to just have a moment of silence. We're going to let the instrumental play, and we're going to take a moment of silence to really remember Miss Giovanna.
Thank you. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, God, we lift you up right now, Father God. Father God, we lift up the standards, the Abraham and Hill right now, Father God. Father God, lift them up wherever they are right now, Father God. Give them strength, give them hope, and give them peace right now, Father God. Father God, be with them wherever they are right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that you are not, they are not alone right now, Father God. But you are a comforter even in the worst times right now, Father God. Father God, for we know that times are hard, but Father God, we know that you're still a way maker right now, Father God. And Father God, right now we praise you in advance for making a way right now, Father God. Father God, I speak peace right now over that family right now. I speak peace over that children right now, Father God. No lack shall come over that family. No lack shall come over those children right now, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to increase them right now, Father God. Father God, lift them up right now, Father God. Father God, be there. Be there as a comforter right now in these hard times right now, Father God. Be the peace that they need in the situation right now, Father God. Father God, just be with them right now as they start to make arrangements right now, Father God. Father God, as the hearts start getting heavy right now, Father God, encourage them right now, Father God. Father God, any form of depression, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. It will not stand right now. This episode, I really just want to go into domestic violence really quickly. I know that it's a lot of people, amen, who are struggling with domestic violence and in domestic violence situations. I know this quarantine has been something that has revealed a lot about the relationship that you're in. And sometimes the stress has taken us and taken our relationships to another level. One thing about it, I want to encourage everybody who's out there right now who's listening in to the sound of my voice. If you are in a domestic violence situation, remove yourself immediately. Remove yourself immediately. That is not what God has for you. That is not the calling that God has over your life. That is not the purpose that God has for you. And it's so much better that's in store for you. But in order to reach what's better, you have to first off remove yourself from that situation. We can allow ourselves to get caught up in a domestic violence situation because honestly, very few people are able to get out. That's what we realize, that very few people are able.
Amen. For the National Domestic Violence, for the National Domestic Violence Hotline, the phone number is 1-800-799-7233. Again, for the National Domestic Violence Hotline, it is 1-800-799-7233. If you do not feel comfortable talking to your close family members about what you're going through, please make sure that you talk to someone that you can advocate, that can advocate to you, and someone that can give you an outlet. Because I never want anyone to have to experience the phone call, well, the text message that I got yesterday afternoon, because it's a horrible feeling knowing that someone is so young, so intelligent, so smart, and so beautiful, such a great mother, such a great daughter, such a great cousin, such an awesome friend, is not here anymore because of someone else's decision. And if you can avoid it, and if you can get help, please do. Because someone is there to help you. And if you're not comfortable talking to your friends or close family members, make sure you reach out to someone. And again, the phone number is 1-800-799-7233. 3:3.
Amen, amen, amen. And we encourage everybody to definitely get help. Do not allow yourselves to get stuck in that situation. Do not allow yourselves to be complacent in that situation. God has given you the strength. God has given you everything you need in order for you to remove yourself. And we're going to make sure that you have the proper channels and the proper resources to be able to go forward afterwards as well. Do want you to reach out to Living Springs Community Church as well if you ever have a situation and you wanted to talk to a spiritual advisor about it. You can reach out to Living Springs Community Church, and we'll be more than happy to assist you and pray with you and do everything that we can in order to stand with you in this dark moment. You can talk to myself as well, Lady Mary Bertrand. If you reach out to us, we'll definitely be available. Phone number to reach out to us is 210-955-9316. Once again, that phone number is 210-955-9316. That is the phone number that you can reach both myself and Mary Bertrand, and we'll be able to assist you and be able to help you and pray with you and stand with you in prayer through these times. As you find a way, then you find the outlet to remove yourself from the situation that you're in. Wow. Amen. Amen. Wanted to go into today's topic. Amen. We're going to talk about love. We're going to see what the Bible says about love. Oftentimes, we have wrong definition. We have a wrong mindset of what love is. We think of love in many different ways, shapes, and forms. We think of love in different ways, but we often have the real concept of love misconstrued. Love is not measured by how somebody looks. Love is not measured by how much money that person has. Mm-hmm. Love is not measured by what a person can do for you. Love is not measured by a feeling of lustfulness. We got to make sure that we have love and lust totally separate from each other. It's some things that we lust after, but it's not good for us. Amen. I just implemented a fast where we removed ourselves from sweets for the next week. And in doing so, I realized that oftentimes, you know, especially our kids, they lust after the sweets, right? They want those sweets, right? They want the candy and everything. And although sometimes it might be something that we want so bad.
Amen. Amen. Amen, yes.
To get me through, please tell me what. to do. I'm crying out to you,
my Father.
It apart, betrayed by the deceit and lies. Forgiveness has me on the rise. Jesus is my sword and shield. All my sins He paid to be. Yes, I know that He is real. That's why I call His name. I call
Him my Father.
Father, amen. We have to understand that in what's going on, we can call on our Father. And I'm going to encourage you right now that if you are in finding yourself in the situation of domestic violence, call on your Father, right? And I'm not talking about your physical Father, but I'm talking about your spiritual Father. I'm talking about your God in heaven. I'm talking about the creator of life, the creator of breath, the one who has given you the activity of your lungs, who made you in His own image and created you to be the beautiful, loving, and caring person that you are. Call on that person. Call on your Father. Amen. 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 So very excited. Amen. So very excited even on today. I know that our hearts are heavy and everything, but I'm still excited about what God is doing. I want for us to understand in this conversation that we're having or in this episode on today, I want for us to really understand love. So we're going to talk about love on today. What is love, right? Like I said, we all have our own definitions of what love is, but the Bible is very specific on saying what is love. And when we look into what the Bible says what love is, that's what we need to line up the relationships that we have compared to what the Bible says that love is. Because if you're not actually seeing what the Bible says what love is, and your relationship is not meeting that standard and that criteria, then I'm here to let you know that that's not real love. Oftentimes we get stuck in something believing that it's real love to later find out that that was not real love. Oftentimes we grow and we learn exactly what real love is, But sometimes we oftentimes reflect back on relationships that we had, thinking that we were oh so in love. I'm talking about head over heels love. I'm talking about, oh, I'll do anything for this person type of love. And then we later on realize that was not love at all. We started realizing, what was I even thinking, right? And we really started thinking about it because we have to realize
amen.
Chapter 13, verse 4 through 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, chapter 13, verse 4 through 7. Love is. First Lady, if you could please read that for us.
Amen, amen. Again, that's going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Love is. Amen, amen, amen. Knowing the true power and the true definition of love. Amen. Now, we talk about love all of the time. And I remember we talked about agape love versus a eros love. Amen. Eros love is affectionate, right? Eros love is the lust. This Eros love is that feeling that, oh, they make me feel so good, right? Oftentimes we find ourselves in Eros love and mistake it for agape love. Amen, amen. But agape love, amen, is something that's truly magnificent. Agape love is love from one person to another without any sexual implication. Brotherly love. Amen. So the love, so agape love is that unconditional type of love, right? Agape love is that love that you can have whether sex is involved or not, right? Sex, you don't have to have sex in order to have agape love, right? Agape love is that I'm going to love you anyhow. I'm going to love you through your good days. I'm going to love you through your bad days. I'm going to love you through the hard times. I'm going to love you through the rough times. I'm going to love you when I'm angry and when I'm upset, when I'm having a bad day. I'm still going to love you anyhow. That's that agape love. It's that that there's very specific things as what love is. Right there in the text, right? It says that love is patient, right, and kind. Love does not eat, the love does not envy or boast. Amen. Amen. It does not envy or boast. Amen. If you find that your partner is envying you, right, or your partner is so busy trying to boast on themselves that they're not focusing on you, amen. That person is self-seeking. That person is self-seeking, and they're loving themselves, and they're not really loving you. Amen. Amen. You got to understand that if somebody loves you, if they do not envy, they don't envy what you're doing. Amen. They don't envy you. They uplift you. Amen. There's a difference between somebody envying you and uplifting you. Amen. When somebody envies you, there's a jealousy thing, right? They don't like something that you're doing. It's something about your spirit. It's something about your personality. It's something about what you're doing. It just really gets on their nerves. And the reason for that is because you might be so full of peace and you might be so full of joy, and you might be so full of love that that demon that's inside of that person literally gets turned upside down in your presence. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against demons, right, and spirits. So it's a demon that's inside of that person that cannot sit still when you're around and your energy is the way that it is. When you are a loving and a kind and caring person and your energy is just full of life and full of
Amen. Amen. Yes, it does. They're not happy and content with their selves. There's no way, it's no way possible that you would be able to make them happy. And it's important to value yourself and to know exactly what God put you here for so that you know what your goals are, so that you won't even submit yourself to someone who would not love you the way God loves the church. So it's so important. And I want to go back to the scripture. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love is patient and love is kind. It does not boast. It is not proud.
These are strict directions that God has already given us so that we can make the best decisions in life. It's a whole roadmap. It's telling you exactly what love should feel like.
And ladies and fellas, whoever, brothers and sisters, because so many different people put their hands on each other. If you are in a relationship and you go to 1 Corinthians, and you read chapter 13, verses 4 through 7, and you do not feel that from your partner, it's a problem. And that's something that you have to sit there and really talk about with your soul, your spirit. You have to pray about that. Because at the end of the day, you can end up not being here. And it's a horrible place for the people that you leave here.
Amen. It is definitely a horrible place, and we are really going into what love is, right? And looking back at the scripture again, it also says, come on somebody, I need y'all to follow me on this part too. It says that it is not arrogant or rude. Amen. It's not arrogant or rude, right? If you find somebody being arrogant towards you, you find somebody being rude towards you, and you oftentimes wondering, why is it that you just are so arrogant all the time? Why is it that you're so rude all the time? Maybe the reason why is because they really don't love you the way that you think they honestly love you. There's things that we should not accept within a relationship. And if you're in a relationship with somebody and this person is just being arrogant towards you and being rude towards you and treating you any kind of way, you need to first off reevaluate that thing, because for one, that person is not happy within themselves and you're not going to be happy with them. Amen. This then says, right, that what else it says? It says that love is not self-seeking. Oh, come on, somebody, follow me on that.
Now, that's a word. That's a word. Self-seeking. Amen.
Follow me on that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. In the English Standard Version of the text, it was read that love does not insist on its own way. Amen. Amen. I'm here to let somebody know that love is about compromise.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I don't know if you all understand it, amen. I'll be the first one to let you know, hey, I'm the man of my house. You get okay? And I'll claim it all day and every day. But I also understand, amen, that even as the man of my house, amen, that I also have to compromise with the woman of the house, right? I have to be able to make sure that we're on the same page, right? I have to make sure that even though what I want to do sometimes might be what I want to do, I have to do what's best for us as a family and us as a whole. I have to make sure that my family is good with the decisions that I make. I can't just do things on my own in the way I want to do it because I have three other people who are looking and depending on me as well. So I have to be able to keep them in mind and not seek my own way, but to seek the way of God in order to really be able to lead my family the way that I want to lead my family. So with that being said, if you're listening to this and you feel like you're not in a relationship with a man who thinks the same way, I'm here to let you know right now that you're not with a man of God and you need to go ahead and get out of that relationship, because if this person...
Amen. Every day. Amen. Amen. Most definitely.
Amen. And then it also says, right, it is not irritable or resentful. Amen. Read the New International Version of that part for me, please.
Yes, sir.
I believe the New International Version would say it's not easily angered. Am I right?
Which verse, mom, baby?
It's not easily angered. So the new
five. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs.
Amen. Come on, somebody. Come on. We're going to follow up on that part right there. Amen. It is not easily angered. It is not self-seeking. And it keeps no record of wrongs. Amen. In the English Standard Version, it will read that it does not rejoice in wrongdoing. Amen. Amen. But when we say not easily angered, amen, I know that a lot of times abusive relationships start with the most simplest things, right? Most times, amen, an abusive relationship will start because that person can't stand the truth about themselves. Amen. And when you start touching on some things and telling them the truth about themselves, all of a sudden they want to put hands on you because it's some things within themselves that they can't deal with. Oh, I'm about to touch on some things, somebody,
amen.
If that's the person that you're with, amen, you need to go ahead and let them be by themselves, because obviously there's some things they need to work out within themselves before they can be with anybody, especially be with you. Amen. You have to understand that we have to understand that love is not easily angered. Amen. If this person gets angry at the drop of a dime, you get what I'm saying? There's something wrong in there, right? Amen. I remember my ex, right? The top lock would be locked sometimes when she wants.
Amen. 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 Amen.